Welcome to the podcast of St. Basil the Great Catholic Church in Brecksville, Ohio, with homilies, talks, and interviews relevant to your Catholic faith. God bless you and enjoy.
At this point in Lent, you're one of three people. You're either succeeding, utterly failing, or most likely somewhere in between. No matter which one of the three you are, there's more to be done with the remainder of Lent. Lent ends for all of us at the Easter Vigil when we renew our baptismal promises, where we reject Satan and sin and profess faith in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and agree to live with the Church. So no matter where we're at in our Lent, we got more work to do with the remaining weeks. So what do we do? Well, first thing is to say, what did we originally agree to? How am I doing with that? Has it been leading me to depend on God and recognize my own desire for more out of life? Or have I just maybe lost a few pounds around the waistline and said, hey, this is pretty nice? In essence, Lent's turned into a diet. Or are we at a point where like, no, we've really been stretched and we're really entering in. Great. At this point in Lent, do you notice that Jesus is taking over yet? That you're giving him more and more access to your time, to your identity, to your desires? With the remaining time of Lent, we want to lean into our Lenten practices, prayer, fasting, almsgiving. And here at St. Basil's, Father Jeff and I gave everyone the challenge to read all four Gospels before Easter Sunday. Now, if you're like, I haven't even started. Great, pick one. Get to Easter Sunday knowing I immersed myself in one of the stories where Jesus entered the world to save us. And now our Lent is a response to grow close to him so we can have hope for eternal life. Lent isn't over. Don't give up now. There's more transformation waited for all of us.
We hope you enjoyed this audio from our parish. You can find other homilies, talks, and interviews at our website, basilthegreat.org, or by subscribing to this podcast in your favorite app. Just search for St. Basil Catholic Church, Brecksville. St. Basil the Great, pray for us.